Okay, so first I want to say my last few videos have been getting all fucked up because it is my fault because I'm taking other people's shit, like The Office. So I don't think many people could see The Office because it said that was blocked because of copyright issues because I'm playing that because I'm playing The Office and shit. And I think 90 Day Fiance, that shit, one of my videos is like 15 minutes long. That was originally like a 45 minute long video. And YouTube, they had to trim all that shit out for copyright infringement, which I'm not mad. Okay, and when it comes to copyright infringement, I'm gonna be honest with you, like, I'm not doing this for money. I'm not getting paid for any of this shit. I'm doing this purely for education. So I'm not even mad that they took off, if I could even made money off of it. I'm not mad about it if it gets 3 million views, okay? My reasons for doing this shit is to help out men who never got talks like this, maybe never paid attention to little things women do. This is why I make videos. So like, it's definitely not about the money because I'll keep making them and they'll just keep demonetizing or some shit like that. They'll keep doing it. Like, I don't care. That's fine by me. That my purpose is not to make money off this shit. It never was. But yeah, so those videos, they might even be like snipping it out. Because I don't know what the fuck they do to the videos. Because there's an option to trim it out because it says like it was copyright from like 3 minutes and 47 seconds to 5 minutes and 2 seconds. So I just click trim and just put the video up. So they're probably cutting out some key parts. And so it's probably skipping. That's not me. That's YouTube doing that shit. But anyway, I want to talk about the topic of how women are commonly referred to as cars. You see, as cars, right? And the thing is, it's so true. But first, I want to touch on the exact reason why women get so mad when this comes up. The reason why women get mad when they are equivalent when they are made to be equivalent to cars in aging and a dating market is this. They got caught in their own real life Twilight Zone, meaning when we were little boys and little girls, little boys loved the girl, and he got lucky. He got a girlfriend. He loved the girlfriend, and the little boy, we as boys grow up thinking, oh man, I'll never find one like Sarah again. I'll never find one like Susie again. I'll never find one as good as her again. That's how we grow up. And we'll see girls in that age, they were born into being girls. They're born into having tons of options. So they, like, to them, it's like, oh, no, what, no big deal. I'll be Sarah forever. So there'll just be others. And the reason that the Twilight, you can probably already tell where I'm going at with the Twilight Zone. The Twilight Zone kicks in around 25, 26, 27 of where did all the good men go? I'm alone now. And see, that's where it all is. The Twilight Zone hits them like, ding. Oh, you mean I was the one who didn't have time and he had all the time? No, to the cute Twilight Zone music. That's why women hate this shit, because they think it's going to last forever. Because like I say in other videos, women think that they genuinely did something in the dating market. Like they think that people actually cared about them personally. You see, they think that it was something that they did that encouraged their growth as their woman development. And no, it was biology. Biology was the only thing that put them up on a pedestal for that in that time period. It was their prime. You see, and this is why women hate it, because the reality of it is it's so true. Like, it's so true to equate women to cars, because just like a car, women are worth less the more mileage they have on them, whereas men are worth more the more mileage we have on us for what we offer to each other. A woman who is pure and clean is worth far more. Like when it comes to like legit marrying a bitch and shit like that, she's worth far more than some hoe who's been ran through by 3 different neighborhoods. Okay. And guys are valued to have battle wounds and battle scars, because guys are valued off of their ability to stay calm and take care of a situation. So the only way you learn how to do that is you have to keep growing and getting fucked up until you finally start to get it. And you're like, oh, yeah, it'll be fine. Because all women want to hear is it'll be fine. That's all they want to hear. That's all they want from a man who they deem worthy. It'll be fine. That's what they want to hear. And it literally, it puts them at ease. And I think the major confusion in the female community is this. Because you have to remember, females are far more shallow. They're far more childish than any man will be at the core. Like any act that you see of them after 20 is just a mimicking act of what they think the world wants to see of them. They're genuinely not that advanced. They don't advance much. So, well, I lost my train of thought. When they get older, back to the mileage thing. Women will, what a woman does when she tries to hype up her mileage, like with Diamond Sharp, he was roasting, what's that bitch name? Amy Thornton. He was roasting that hoe for about an hour. I was dying laughing. But the bitch was hyping up. She was trying to hype up her mileage because she said she slept with well over 500 guys. And she also goes on to say she wasn't even the sluttiest of her friends. And she had well over, in college, she had over 500 guys. See, the reason why she's trying to hype that up is this. Amy Horton is doing the completely pathetic move of trying to be the like attracts like thing, meaning if I'm like them, they'll recognize it. If I become what I like, what they do, then they'll value me because I'm like them and they'll fall in love with me. Yay! That's what she thinks. She thinks, well, if I get all this mileage on me, a man with a lot of mileage will see that and like it in me and the fact that I own him, and he'll come and be my Prince Charming. That's exactly why she's doing it. I can promise you. I guarantee you. I can guarantee you. That's why she's hyping it up. Now, when she was actually doing it, she was probably just, being a whore slut and it just became a habit, and that's just what she did. But now at 30, 35, she's run out of room. She's run out of time. The Twilight Zone hit. She's run out. That odometer has hit 3 billion, and she has about the selling price of a fucking chewed up and spit out potato chip. But she's still trying to get, every woman wants a better man. So she's still trying to do it. So she's trying to reach at grasp at any straw she can to get up there. That's what she's trying to do. And that's what a lot of women over 27, 28, that's the only option they have left. You see, like I said in an older video, it's the same pettiness like when guys are like 16, 17, 18 and are taking duck face selfies because they know bitches take duck face selfies. So the reason they're doing that, because they're trying to get the bitches, they're trying to do that thing of, well, if I do what you like to do, then you'll see me that we're more like each other and you'll like me and we'll fall in love. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Women do the same thing with racking up body counts, shit like that. She's secretly hoping that the prince is going to see her as more of a brother and fall in love with her. That's what it is. That's the core of it. And back to the car scenario, the another step where women get fucked up, and it's pretty much you can put pretty much any woman's scenario equated to a car lot, and it makes perfect sense. And I think it actually makes easier sense. Now, let's say, and I'm just going to throw out car names right now. It's not like to say anyone's better or worse or anything like that. Let's say a woman is a Lamborghini, right? Now, when that Lamborghini is on the car lot that is filled with Honda Civics, that Lamborghini is going to get worshipped. Okay, that Lamborghini is going to get put on that fucking lift and on the thing that turns in front of the car lot. Everybody's going to drive past there and turn their head and look at it. Oh, that's a Lamborghini. That's a nice Lamborghini. Yeah. You know, everybody, when that Lamborghini is on a car lot full of Honda Civics, it's going to get worshipped. But see, this is what women do not fucking understand for the life of them. Okay? That Lamborghini is going to eventually go, you know what? I want to get around other Lamborghinis. I want to be on other Lamborghinis lot, a lot filled with other Lamborghinis. So she's going to go and be put on a lot with other Lamborghinis, maybe some Maseratis, maybe a McLaren here or there. And nobody's going to pay her attention because she's normal there. There's nothing extraordinary about her on this lot. So she's getting passed over, pumped and dumped, severely depressed, you know, hooked on 5 medications to keep from killing herself every night. She's fucked up. Because, see, like I said in other videos, women's primary weakness is time and age, time, aging, and preparing for the future of her own survival. Those are women's primary weaknesses. And this is why women need men and men want women. Women need men for survival. Men just kind of want women because they're a woman and blah, blah, blah. They got, you know, tits and shit like that. This is why women, this is why women always have to come back to men. You see, women have to come back for their own survival to men. Men just want to fuck women. You see, and really think about that within yourself. Like that's really what it is. Cause I got a friend of mine right now, man. I've known this girl for over 10 years. She's turning 30. And she's always a beautiful girl. Always a beautiful girl. I think I talked about it on here. I don't know if I did or not, but I remember I knew of her at first, and guys used to go down just to look at her, man. Go down in the library just to look at her and then go away type of shit. She was that beautiful. So we ended up working together, and we ended up working together to where like we were like sitting at a desk facing each other for hours, and it got, and I'm telling you, man, when 2 sentences after I spoke to her, it was clear this girl is a child in a woman's body. And no man who's sane could talk to her and hear how she talks and then still genuinely want to fuck her. Because it would feel like you're fucking a child. She has the brain. She had the brain then of roughly, let's say, a 9-year-old. But her hair, she's a white girl. Her hair was always done perfectly. I used to compliment her on her makeup. I said, I told her, like, she did her makeup the best out of any girl I had seen at that college. I mean, it wasn't overdone, but you could tell it was makeup, but it wasn't overdone. It was done well. It was done like European girls do their makeup. Like, it was done like a European girl who does her makeup well. It was done legitimately well. She always dressed well. Her hair was always done. Well, makeup, you know, but when you talk to her, it was like she was 9 years old. So you can already do the math. Since she was beautiful, I worked with her. So then guys would always come down, try to flirt with her. Everybody knew who they were coming for. And so we became friends and we still talk on and off now. I mean, like, I literally text the bitch like once every year, maybe every 2 years type of thing out of nowhere for whatever reason. And I feel sorry for girls like her. I really do. Because when women start hitting 30, they just get walloped from every angle in life. They're getting walloped for the fact that they're 30. They're getting walloped for the fact that there's constantly other 20-year-olds coming out every year after them that they can't compete with. They're getting walloped for the fact that if their boyfriend had enough confidence to talk to her, that means he has enough confidence to talk to all those other ones that look like her and better. You see, now and all of that, okay, now she's getting walloped by the fact that she wants to have kids, she wants to get married. Then she's getting walloped by the fact that she's no young spring chicken anymore. She has no awareness on how to even present herself as, aging with class, because she's always gotten everything she wanted because she was beautiful. You know, so like she's really, and I'm watching her now. Like now I'm actually paying more attention to her. Like she is just getting walloped from every side of life. And the sad part is there's always going to be somebody who's going to tell her what she wants to hear because she's still pretty. You know, so somebody's going to want to fuck her. And there's always somebody who's sniffing around a pussy. And she has the poor girl has absolutely zero awareness on life. Zero reality awareness. Zero. Like I said, when I was talking in the office video about Jan, those 30 and up year old women who still look good, those are the ones who are the most fucked up. They really are. When they when they still are, when I say hot, like they're legitimately hot at 30, 35, like when you see her, like your dick automatically grows a little bit when you see her. That type. Not the cute next door girl shit like that look. But I mean, like she legitimately upkeeps herself well to where like and she's sexy. Those women have it the worst in comparison to the ugly women, the you know, the cute kind of cute girl next door, and then the sexy older women. The sexy older women have it the worst because they just those women never find a good spot to just sit down and accept things. Because as soon as they do, they'll get a little dangled with some guy with some money to go, you know, hop on him for a while. And then they think that'll last forever and they get hurt again. Like they always have, it's almost like they have too many options. But none of the options really want them. They just want them because of what they look like. And it destroys them. It really does. It destroys them. So like, see those girls, and back to the car analogy, like the friend of mine I was talking about, or the Jans, those girls end up the historical cars, like a 1969 Corvette, right? Now, a 1969 Corvette, if it's well up kept and everything, oh, it looks nice, and everybody wants to take a ride in it. But get this, nobody wants to drive it every day. Nobody wants to make that their primary car. You see. Guys would rather get that 2019 Honda Civic and use that as a primary car and put that old Corvette in the fucking garage until, you know, when it wants to bring it out, you know, once every other week. You see, that's how it plays out with women in those ages. When they grow that much and they still look good, they turn into that old Corvette. They get thrown in the garage until the guy feels like coming back to it. With all their time spent with that 2019 Honda Civic, a guy would rather spend time with that 2019 Honda Civic. It's a Honda Civic. It's a lesser car, but it's a younger, fresher model. You see, how many guys do you know are driving their historical cars to work every day? You don't see it. How many guys have historical cars sitting in their garage, chilling as the third and fourth best in reality? Even if it is worth more than a Honda Civic, it gets put back. Its actual functionality in the world gets pushed down to third and fourth and fifth. You see, that's why those women have it the worst, man. Like they really do. Back to the card. And like I say, any situation with a woman, you can equate it to a car, and you'll see. And you can usually make great sense out of it. I say in an easier way too. But yeah, I'd rather drive a 2019 Honda Civic than a 69 Corvette to work every day. Every day, think about it, for real. It's fucked up, man. But that's the reality.